Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Omud Aleph, and we're going to finish up today Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, which deals with the important halachos of Hagba and Galila. And we're starting with Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hagolel Sefer Torah Yamidenu Kineged HaTefer, Kedeshim Yikora, Yikora HaTefer. When one does Hagba, again, the Galila that we refer to is often here actually the Hagba. We do it with two people today, Hagba and Galila. They used to do it with just one person. So when the person does Hagba and he lifts up the Sefer Torah, he should make sure that there's a seam in the middle where he picks up the Sefer Torah. So, Rachmana Litzlan, if the Sefer Torah were to tear, it would tear along the seam and it wouldn't tear along the parchment. Therefore, one should be careful, according to this Mechaber, that one should make sure that he does Hagba with the seam visible down the middle, so he shouldn't come to Rachmana Litzlan tear the cloth. I did see brought down in the name of various other Gedolim, including the Sanzer Rav, that today we're not careful about this, or we don't have to be careful about this, because, in fact, the seam is actually the weakest part of the Sefer Torah. Our klafim are much stronger, and it's actually more likely to tear if you do it in this fashion. However, the minug that I've seen in almost all shuls I've ever been in is that you try to make sure that the seam is right down the middle when you do the Hagba. Sif Dalet. Hagolo Sefer Torah Golim Yibachutz. When one does Galila in a Sefer Torah, he starts the Galila from the outside. We'll explain what this means in a moment. Ukishu Mahatko, Mahatko Bifnin. And when he ties it, the inner side, the part where the Sefer Torah is being closed, and you could see the lettering, so that should be where the tie is on the inside. The Ramah explains as follows. Hagor, Perush. Kisha Sefer Omed Lefonov. When the Sefer Torah is in front of you, Yaksov Neged Ponov, that you should be lifting up the Sefer Torah. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah explains this, talking about the one who does the Hagba, where we have a separate person doing Hagba and Galila. You should lift up the Sefer Torah so that the print, the writing on the cloth, is facing you. And when you wrap the gartel around the Sefer Torah, you start off on the other side, on the side where the parchment is not with writing on it. And when you're done wrapping around the Sefer Torah, Yahadek Sof Hamit Pachas Bifnim. You make the tie, when you've done with the wrappings, you tie it on the side that is on the inside, i.e. on the side that has the writing facing you. And the reason for this is Kishiyavo Likros, the next time you're opening it up, Likros Bo, you might see Ahiduk Bifnim, you'll see which side is the writing facing you. You don't have to turn the Sefer Torah upside down. The Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Tezayin explains what I just said. And he writes, and he says as follows, Hainu, the lo nita, one shouldn't make the mistake, leforish mash amu golu mechutz, one should not make the mistake and think that when the Ramah over here says, in his explanation of the Mechaber, that when you're turning it, mash amu golu mechutz, kishu oches ba'amudi ha-sefer Torah, when you're lifting up the Atzi Chaim in the Sefer Torah, laharos ha-ksav lo'am, that you're showing it to the people, yitzamtim lo'otso ba'ofen shi'ach ha'orero le'agdo. You should not have it the way people mistakenly might think, that the back of the Sefer Torah should be facing the person who's doing the Hagba, and the writing should be the other direction facing all the people. And then you may mistakenly think that you start the Galila from the other side. And therefore the Ramah is telling us, as explained by the Mishneh Berurah, don't think that. That's wrong. Even though you're supposed to show the writing to the people, we've already stressed how important it is for the people, the men and the women, to see the writing. Is brought down in the Gemara Masechas Sofrim. But the one doing the Hagba should lift up the Sefer Torah in a way that he can see the writing. Came be'ez Hagba, v'chein be'ez Haglila. And this is true during the Hagba and during the Glila. The Kivin should also be Sefer Torah, because he's the one that's really handling the Sefer Torah. It's the biggest cover for the Torah for him to see the print. Kivod ha-Torah hu lios ha-ksav neged panav. Umash ha-mugolo michutz, and that's what we said, that you tie it from the outside. Hainu the haschalas ha-Glila, the starting of the Glila, yemi b'chutz, should be, when you're wrapping the gartel around, you start wrapping it from the back side, from the side that doesn't have the print on it. The print is facing you towards the inside. Kashi Navar b'Sivkot n'Shachazeh, as we'll explain in a moment in Sivkot n'Yudzayin, which we'll do right now. Sivkot n'Yudzayin, the Mishneh Berurah states, v'yaskel uglo, you start rolling it, i.e. you start tying it from the back side. Pirush, t'chilas hanochas hamitpachas ala sefer Torah l'gola yemi b'chutz. You start it from the back side, the side that's not facing the one doing the Hagba, the side that's actually facing the one who's doing the Galila. And he says, look in the Machzis HaShekel, Shemitzadi Lomar Dezeo Davko Lefi Masha Ma'isik HaRamo Demayri Rikishobal HaHagba Osagam Kinglila. He points out the Machzis HaShekel that this is talking about really in those days when the same person did Hagba and Galila, that you would have this problem of which side you should go facing. And if you were to mistakenly think that you'd start the Galila from the inside, it could be more conceivable that the Sefer Torah Rachmana Litzlan could fall because there's nothing holding it back. As opposed to when you start from the outer side, the Efshar Shetiba Luchutz, it won't fall backwards because the Gartel is preventing it from doing so. Because the Gartel there will prevent it from falling away from you. However, but nowadays, we have a separate person doing Hagben, a separate person doing Galilah. We're not as concerned that the Sefer Torah is going to fall down because the person doing Galilah is standing there, so if it does fall from the Hagben, it will fall right onto the person doing Galilah. He's standing right there. Hopefully it won't fall without him realizing it and he can catch it. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore today, when not Makbid, he says you could even start the Galilah from the inside or the outside, it doesn't make any difference. And he says, and he says, in fact, we're not Makbid to make sure that we start one way or the other. Now we go back to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Venira de Kolze Mayri Kisha Echot Osa Kol Galilah. We're here talking in this situation, the Ramah says, well, one person does the Galilah. Avor Akshav Shinogim Sha Echot Magbia Vechagolil. Until now, as I mentioned, we're talking in those days when one person did Hagba and Galilah, so these dinim apply. But the Ramah himself says nowadays that we have a separate person doing Hagba and a separate person doing Galilah. Haksav Yeh Neged HaMagbia. So certainly we have to make sure that the person doing Hagba has the face of the print towards him. V'chei Noagim, and this is in fact the Minog, Ki Yo Iker HaGolel Va'ochez HaSefer Torah, because the Iker part of Galilah today is the Hagba, and therefore it's a bigger kavod that he should be seeing the print and the print should be facing him rather than the person doing the Galilah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudches writes, Ashmin on the low name of the Zesha Kosuwa Ksav Yeneged Panov, Behainu Neged Pnei HaGolel. Don't think for a second that this means that the writing should be facing towards a person doing Galilah. Kavonos Mechel Deachad Magbiyah Vechad Golel. That's only in those days when the same person did Hagmum Galilah, so it should be facing him. Shetzorch Lios HaKsav Neged Pnei HaGolel, Davka, Mach Meshu Osuk Bo'oz. And obviously it has to be facing that one person. Vachori HaKsav L'tad Ochis HaSev HaTorah. And then anybody else is adjusting or holding over there to make sure that it doesn't fall. So they're the less important person, and the back of the parchment should be facing them. L'sek kos of the lokenu. Therefore, the Ramah says that's not the way it is nowadays. In those days, when one person did both Hagma and Galilah, so therefore, Alkin Yisrami Ozmi Melo Shaksav Hoyer Neged Pnei HaGolel. Therefore, the writing was facing the Golel, who was also the Magbiyah. But nowadays, when we have one person doing Hagba and one person doing Galilah, it should obviously be facing the person doing the Hagba. Ki Ikaro Shalaglila, he's the essential part of Galilah, is really Hagba today. Sho'ochez HaSefer Torah B'yodah, because he's the one actually holding the Sefer Torah. Here's your footnote number 20 brings down that when you're done with the Galilah, and the person is holding the wrapped up Sefer Torah, so he should actually make sure that the print is still facing towards him. And this is in fact the way the Chazon Ish said should be done when you're bringing the Torah to and from the Ark, that you should go and have the face of the print facing the person holding the Sefer Torah. However, he brings down the name of the Minchas Yechiel, that the Minog of the world is not to do this. We actually turn the Sefer Torah around so that the way that it's opened up is actually facing outward with the back of the Sefer Torah, so to say, to the person holding it. And all Minog is that when we carry the Sefer Torah to and from the Aron, and when we hold the Sefer Torah, the part that's the open part of the Sefer Torah, so to say, the part where it's rolled up and the print would be visible, is always facing towards the Tzibur, not towards the person holding it. The Berhetev in Sivkot and Hay also points out that B'shas HaGlila, the minhag is to say L'chashem HaGdula, the Gomer, we say various psukim during the time of Hagba and Galilah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yutet says the Ikur Galilah today is the Hagba. Mashma Shagba, he also emits from Galilah. If you have the choice of getting Hagba or Galilah, Hagba is the more important kibud. Yalkei, Mishin also no Sefer Torah like Biv Liglo. Therefore, if a person has a choice of getting Hagba or Galilah, the Efshar lo laso shtein, he obviously can't do both. So Yagbia v'yitin la'achel Liglo. It's preferable that you take the Hagba and let somebody else do the Galilah. However, Avolim Kibdu also lehoshata samil v'liglo. If somebody has a choice of either handing the mantle or the gartel to the person doing Galilah or doing Galilah, Hagalila adifa. The Galilah is a more important mitzvah, the Ikra mitzvah, because that essentially is the mitzvah. V'yitin la'achel lehoshin, let somebody else hand back and forth the mitpachas or the gartel. Sifhei de Mechaber writes, Mutov tigolol hamitpachas siviv ha-sefer Torah, v'lo yigol ha-sefer Torah, kishakorcho b'mitpachas. When you're doing Galilah, you wrap the gartel around the Sefer Torah and not leave the gartel standing still and roll the Sefer Torah around the gartel. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chaf explains, Pirushalo yechos ha-mapa biyodo, don't hold the gartel still in your hand, vigilol ha-sefer Torah siyuv, and roll the Sefer Torah, so to say, around it. They don't cover the Torah. That's not a proper cover for the Torah, but you wrap the gartel around the Sefer Torah. The issue footnote number 21 brings the same idea by tefillin, that when you're wrapping up the tefillin, you wind the ritzua around the box, and not that you take the box and wrap it around the ritzua. Sivvav, the Mechaber writes, Agolo Sefer Torah B'Silcha Tik, Toah. If a person tries to do Gulilo while the Sefer Torah is already in the manto, that is a mistake. One should not do this. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafalif explains, Pirush Einam Otziyah Me'atik V'Golo Mi'Bifnim. If you try to roll the Sefer Torah up while it's inside the manto, Toah, you're making a mistake. Shal Yedei Zeh Noach Li Korah. It will be more easy to rip Chas V'Sholom. Therefore, don't do this. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Ein ha-maftir maskil ad she-yigmru ligolo sefer Torah. The person who's getting maftir should not start the maftir or the haftorah, as we'll see in a moment, until the first sefer Torah is totally wrapped up. The Mechaber explains, Kadesh lo yehagolo Torah v'yuchal lishmo haftorah. So the person who's getting galila should not be so involved in doing the galila that he can't listen to the haftorah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Beis explains, Afilu lo mar birchas haftorah. We shouldn't even start the brachas of the haftorah while they're still doing galila. And Dirshu footnote number 22 brings down that you would be allowed to open up the Navi. Let's say you had a klaf and you're reading from a klaf to find the place, or even the Tanakh or a Haftorah book to find the place. That is permissible. However, on a day where you have two Sifrei Torah, you shouldn't start taking out the second Sefer Torah until the first Sefer Torah is totally wrapped up. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Avo B'Sheni V'Chamisha, Mondays and Thursdays, you are allowed to stay Shomer Mihirotzon, Achara Kriya. You can't say the Yirotzon that we say after the laning. Ein Tzorach L'Hamtin Al Gol. You don't have to wait till Galila is done in order to say that, because this is only a Minog. They know well a Minog, and therefore it's not a problem. The issue foot number 23 brings down, this Minog is already an old Minog. It's listed in the Siddur of Rav Amram Gon. And he says, furthermore, that if you forgot to do the Yirotzons until after the Galila, so the Chazon Ish says, then you don't have to do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply that one is permitted to still say this. On a Tainis Tzibur at Mincha time, when you have laning, followed by the Haftorah, so the Aruch HaShulchan says the same dinim apply then, you cannot start the Haftorah until you finish totally wrapping up the Sefer Torah. And he says that in Svard, Nusuch Svard, where you start saying Ashrei Volutzion before you put the Sefer Torah back, so you're allowed to start saying Ashrei even while they're doing Galila, according to the Eshel Abrami Bachach. And he says that's because the person who gets Galila can say Ashrei afterwards to himself, as opposed to by the Haftorah, he's not able to say the Haftorah to himself. He has to listen to the Haftorah, so therefore you have to finish the Galila before you start the Haftorah. The Ber Heitev in Sivkot and Zayin brings another reason why we don't wait to say the Yiratzon until the Galila is done. He says because Yesh Bishum Bitul Malacha, people have to go to work on Mondays and Thursdays, and he brings us down the name of the Magen Avraham, therefore we don't wait. Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah states, Ayin the Prima Godim, Shekosav Daminim Lahamtim at Etzim Gemar Galila Sasefer Levad. That technically you can start the Haftorah once the Galila has been accomplished, even though you haven't put the mantle on it. Afshalo Korchu Adayin Amapolea. However, he brings down from Rashi, Achmi Rashi, Lo Mashmakein, that this is not correct. The issue footnote number 24 brings down that the Minog is like Rashi to wait till the mantle is on the Sefer Torah as well before you start the Haftorah. He writes as well, what about putting on the ornaments on the top of the Sefer Torah, the various crowns and other ornaments that you put on the Sefer Torah? So the Leket HaKemach says he's not sure. And he concludes, the reason is so the person can hear the Haftorah. So Mistami, you should wait till everything is done, all the crowns and the ornaments are put on the Sefer Torah before you start the Haftorah. Sivches, biyom sheyesh bo shnei sefer Torah. On the day where you take out two sefer Torah, lo yiftuchu hashniyah v'lo yosira mapa ad sheiglu harishon. You're not allowed to take out the second sefer Torah. You're not even allowed to take off its mapa, the mantle. You can't take that off until the first sefer Torah is entirely rolled up. The Rama adds, hagav ein mesalkin harishona, and you're not allowed to take away the first sefer Torah ad shekvar hinichu hashniyah l'shulchan until the second sefer Torah is already on the shulchan as well. Why? Shlo yasichu daito min hamitzvah. So people shouldn't for a second think that we don't do laning anymore. We're done with the laning. So you should constantly have your mind on this mitzvah of laning. And when you take out the two Sefer Torah, when you take them out, you can take out both Sefer Torah at the same time. The Tovsin Yashnia, and somebody holds on to the second Sefer Torah at Achar Shekoru Barishona until the first one is concluded, it's laning, and you've wrapped it up, and then you put it both on the Shulchan, and then you can take the first Sefer Torah and have somebody hold it and start laning from the second Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Daled explains, don't open up the second one, Shein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, because it looks like you're in a rush to get through the mitzvos over here. You're making a bundle up, let's go, let's go, let's go, and that's not right. Sivkot and Chof Hei, until the first one is totally rolled up, B'mapashala, even including the mantle. Sivkot and Chavov, Emesalkin, it means you're not allowed to take Mina Shulchan, you don't take the first Sefer Torah away from the Shulchan until the second Sefer Torah is put onto the Shulchan as well. Sivkot and Chof Zayin, the reason for this is Shelo Yasichu, that you shouldn't have a Hesach Hadas. You shouldn't forget that we're laning over here. Uminichin Ashni al Shulchan, you put the second Sefer Torah on the Shulchan, call the Makadish, before you say Kaddish, Kadesh Yomra Kaddish al Shneim, so the Kaddish should go on both of the Sefer Torah. V'yachakach Mabin HaRishona, the Golden Osa, and only after the Kaddish do you do the Hagba on the first Sefer Torah, and you lift it up. V'yachak Losa, and only after it's totally rolled up, B'mapa Poskan Ashniya, and you put it on its mantle, then you can open up the second Sefer Torah, Kemosha Kosav HaChaber, as we've already mentioned by the Machaber. Oviyom Shalei Shlosha Sefer Torah, and the day when you have three Sefer Torah, Kigom Rosh Chodesh, Tevei Shechol, B'Shabbos Uchaya Gabno, any day when you have three Sefer Torah, like Hanukkah, and Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos will come out together, Azayah Har Shigomu B'Rishona, after you finish the first Sefer Torah, you may Nichin Ashniya, you put the second Sefer Torah down, Ve'enom HaKadosh, but you don't say Kadosh. You just do Rak Magbiah Rishon, you do Hagbo on the first one, V'Golin, you roll it up, etc., you put it away, V'Chanal, as we have explained above, V'Achar Gemara Kriyas Ashniya, then you read the second Sefer Torah, and only after you finish reading the second Sefer Torah, Minichin Ashlisha Sitzla, then you take out the third Sefer Torah, put it down next to the second Sefer Torah, Sheila Tzorch HaMafter, the third Sefer Torah will be the one which you read Mafter, V'en Tzorch L'Niach Rishon, you don't have to put the first one up there as well. Rak Omer Chatzi Kadosh Al Shnei Sefer Torah, Elu Maria Ashniya, you only take the two Sefer Torah, the second and third one, to say the Kaddish on. Upost and Ashlishes, after you've rolled up the second Sefer Torah, you then open up the third Sefer Torah, Vekor L'Olo L'Mafter, and then you read the Mafter. The issue for number 26 says, who should be the one to say this Kaddish? And he brings down two different Minhagim. There's some that have Bedavka and Ovil come up and read this Kaddish, and not the Baal Kriya or the Aliyah. Others say, no, this is specifically for the entire group of Avelim, not for a specific Ovel, and therefore the Chazan should go read it, the Baal Kriya. However, if somebody's a Yardside or somebody's in the Yud Beis Chodesh and he gets the last Aliyah, he could say that Kaddish as well. If you made a mistake and said the Chatzi Kaddish after the first Sefer Torah, so then you have to make another Chatzi Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah. The issue for the number 27 brings down why, when you have three Sefer Torah, don't we have to bring the first Sefer Torah up as well? We only make the Kaddish in the second and third Sefer Torah. So he brings down from the Chevin Moshe, Kishaminichim Sefer Torah Alabimo, Kilu Rotzim Lekrobo, Velo Korimbo, Yesh Bizoyim Bedover. Because the first one you're no longer going to read from, so it would be a Bizoyim for that one to have it up there as well. He brings down from the Levush and the Prima Godim a different reason, that after you've read from the first Sefer Torah, it's obvious that the Kaddish goes on that one as well. And he says, Bismach Motzim Shni Sefer Torah below Maftir. If there is no Maftir, for example, Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, or Chol HaMoed Pesach, when there is no Haftorah, so then the Yerabba says, Ein Tzorch Lavi Sefer Torah Rishon B'Shas HaKadosh. You don't have to put back the first Sefer Torah when you're saying the Kaddish, because you've already read from it, and it's clear based upon what we just said, and you just make the Kaddish on the second Sefer Torah, because it obviously goes on the first Sefer Torah as well. When we take them out at the beginning of after Vayhi Bin Soron and Bruch Shemei, we take out both Sefer Torah. He says, that doesn't look like mitzvah chavilos, you're bundling them up. He brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, in Sivkot and Laman, however, that there are those that disagree and say that if you want to, you can only bring out the second Sefer Torah when you're ready to go and lane from it. The reason why we don't do this, however, he says, is because this would be too much of a tircha de tzibura. However, as we'll see in a moment, if there is nobody to hold the second Sefer Torah, so then it's actually preferable to leave it in the Oren Kodesh and then only take it out when you need it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Hilchot Tes, he writes, that when the second Sefer Torah is not being used, somebody has to hold it near the bima, and he'll hold it until it's being needed for its maftir. And he says it's not a good idea. That some shuls have the custom to give it to a young child. If you are giving it to a young child, you have to give it certainly to somebody that is understanding that he's holding a Sefer Torah. And he says, the one who's holding a Sefer Torah should not be standing there, sitting directly behind the people getting the aliyahs and the one who's reading for the Torah, because it doesn't look proper that all these people have their backs to the Sefer Torah. The issue foot number 28 brings down that ideally the person who's carrying the Sefer Torah from the Oren to the Bima should be the one to hold it if at all possible. And certainly if somebody has started holding the Sefer Torah, unless he physically can't, he should be the one to continue the Sefer Torah, so it shouldn't look like it was a burden upon him to hold the Sefer Torah. The issue footnote number 29 brings down from Moshe Feinstein that he is very much against the custom that people don't hold the Sefer Torah, but they just place it down on some sort of a table or in those holes where you can put the Atzi Chayim. However, Mitzvah Sietzok, Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, brings down that it would be permissible to do this as long as it's on somewhat of an incline and in a special place for the Sefer Torah, that would be acceptable. And he says, in fact, he brings down from the Das Sofer that this was the Minog in the base Medrash of the Ksav Sofer and the Shevet Sofer. The issue footnote number 30 brings down the idea that Rosh Shlomo Zalman was very surprised that in Simchas Torah they give young children hakafos. He says it's also improper for a young child to hold the Sefer Torah, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out a moment ago. Tishu foot number 31, however, brings down a limud zchus from the Ayvitz and the Siddur, who says that if the young child is somebody that understands the importance of the Torah and it will be dear to him, so then in order to encourage him and spur him to love the Torah, and as well the people will see this and they'll love the Torah more, this would be acceptable. This concludes today's shir and Simon Kuf Mem Zayin.